Hello, prospects. Welcome to another installment of Prospects TV. This week we are joined by Cody Ortega and his son, Prospects MVP, JJ Ortega. Wave to the camera. How you doing, Cody?
Doing all right. How about you, Just?
Pretty good. You know, just finished up a good summer. Got some good championships under the belt. Had a very successful year for the program as a whole. 19 yep. U's are done, but the other teams are still going, and look forward to the rest of the summer.
Yeah, two tournaments left with our 14, 15, 16, 17, and 19's bittersweet finish, but all done with that group, and it's been a heck of a ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. These last few years have just been, you know, some of the best summer baseball I've ever played in my life, and I'm grateful for all the opportunity you've given me and all the kids on our team. We can't thank you enough.
No, so. I appreciate that, and I got to give a shout out to my assistant coaches for being there the past 3-4 years, mm-hmm. and as well as you guys making it easy on us. You know, there's not many teams you can just send one coach with like we did this past week, and have no sense of frustration or worries knowing that you have a mature team that's been together for a while and knows how to play the game the right way. So yeah, credit to you guys.
Absolutely. Shout out Coach Kutu and Coach Ferreira. You guys have been great too. Thank you guys too. So let's start off with the player of the week. This week we have 19U player Jared Groskith, who, I mean, we both got to watch him this weekend, and he was mashing baseballs all weekend. He hit a home run that probably went 500 feet, and then he hit another one about 404 dead center that was 1 foot shy of being out. What did you see from Groskith that made him successful?
Adjustments. Mm-hmm. Adjustments. That was the big key thing. I mean, he's been right on the ball all summer, and let's not, you know, be foolish here. He's been hitting the ball mm-hmm. very well, but there's just been times where he's had those miss hits, and he's been getting a little frustrated with not being able to carry the ball, stay through it a little bit longer with the length, and literally the key word was adjustments. Every at bat he was grinding. You could see the thought process and the idea behind each swing in terms of the situation and the situational approach, and this weekend it clicked. You know, like you said, playing at Concordia College, Westchester, New York, I mean, that ball had to go at least 405, 410.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
It was a shot, and just all weekend, every ball he hit, the bat was making a difference. At one point, for God's sakes, the kid broke a bat hitting it on the barrel. So yeah, if that doesn't tell you, you know, you're feeling it, I don't know what does.
Yeah, you know, I got the pleasure to hit behind him this summer, and, you know, smart baseball player, knows what he's doing up there, calming presence, great player to watch in the on-deck circle, and he's there to help you too if you have any questions about what you see. He's the type of guy that after his at-bat, he's back in the dugout helping the rest of his teammates. And great player to play with. And congratulations, Jared. Great job this weekend.
Big things to come at St. Anselm.
Absolutely.
Big things to come with him going to St. Anselm.
Absolutely. All right, so pitcher of the week, we have David Lynch from the 14U team. Yep. You know, what did you see with Lynch that made him so successful? You guys were able to win the championship at the War at the Shore in Connecticut. Yep. Obviously, David Lynch was a big part of that.
Yeah, no, he was excellent. We call him the Lynch special. you know what you're going to get just because he's a flat-out baller. Mm-hmm. He came in, big situation, semifinal game, comes in to relieve and close it out, gets it done right away. Coach, I can go in the championship if you need me to. You know, we rolled out Kyle Bourque. Shaky first inning, which is unlike Bourque, mm-hmm. but clicked it right away. Next two innings, just locked it down. And then we called on Lynch one more time and just put us right back into the game, gave us a chance to win it. And when we were able to capitalize offensively, he closed the door. And that was a good Connecticut Rivals team. I respect those guys a lot. It's a great program. We've seen them all throughout Firecracker and everywhere else. They do a great job. Wasn't an easy victory. And I got to give shout out to Coach Kutu, Coach Ferreira, because I was with the 19s for all of pool play, and in about half of the semifinal game arrived, and it was nice seeing them, you know, hold the fort down, and the kids were respecting them, and that's when you know you got a good program, when mm-hmm. I feel comfortable leaving a team like that in the hands of two great assistant coaches, and when you walk in and the kids are, you know, like carrying on the way they
Absolutely.
Always have, you know,
yep.
it's great to have guys like that, so I got to give them a lot of credit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and you know, as a position player, having a pitcher like Lynch on your team who wants to be out there every game, wants to be in those big situations, and not only wants to be there, but delivers when he is there. Yeah. I mean, great player to play behind and a great player to have on your team.
Listen, he's done it all summer for us. You know, big in Florida. He was the one that got the start. Sorry, closed the semifinal game in Florida and started the championship after throwing a 7-pitch inning the day before. You know, he's just he's got a chip on his shoulder. Reminds me of someone we've had in the program for a while. Just wants to be in the moment, lives for the moment, does not, you know, fade away from it. But in all fairness, it helps too when you have an offensive juggernaut that we have, and you're able to do, you're able to feel more comfortable in the situations you arrive in, knowing that the team behind you is going to play lights out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's always having a good defense is always a nice calming presence for the pitcher on the mound. It allows him to go attack those hitters. And that's something you can see in all of our prospect teams.
Yeah. No, and like I said, it's one of those things where each week, you know, last week, for example, Sarasota, Cusman was like 576 with a 645 on base percentage. Mm-hmm. And you had Lynch, who was at 1.4 for 4 one game. You know, Bork stepped up big this weekend. Noah Mello was 446 this weekend. McDuff with a big hit down the line. All that stuff, when things are rolling that way, it just makes it more comfortable and more efficient for a guy like Lynch to feel comfortable in those roles.
Yes.
So you got to give credit where credit's due. Lynch did the job, but he also had a great support system behind him.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the team of the week. Maybe no surprise, 14U, War of the Shore champions up in Connecticut. Cody was coaching them that past weekend. And, you know, what did you see? I know you weren't there for all the games, but you and your coaches obviously talked about it. What made them so successful?
Yeah, talking to Coach Matt and Coach Tyler during the pool play course of things, they got the job done. I think it was good for us because we were down in Florida. We had such success playing 15U. Obviously, we won the whole thing. We come back up, and between a mix of exhaustion, because we only had one day off, and then we're traveling up to Saratoga, New York. Mix of exhaustion and a little bit of a hangover from winning a championship, such as Perfect Game Florida. You know, we let that first one slip. We ended up going out, and our team got a sense of reality of how tournament play works, which is one game can cost you a whole tournament. And it wasn't a fun feeling going home that day, knowing that we were 4-1 in the past 3 weeks, 14-1-1, and understanding that we let one slip away. So it was really good to hear that from the coaches that pool play, 2 games, 29 runs scored, none given up in the first 2 games.
Huge.
I mean, that's impressive.
Very
and
good,
it wasn't terrible teams. It was good to see our kids overcome the deficit from last week and learn from it and move on from it, and then take care of business the rest
absolutely.
Of the week.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a business trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, championship hangovers, those things happen.
Yeah.
But especially at such a young age, at 14U, the ability as a team to come back the next weekend and take care of business is very impressive.
Yep.
All right, so we also have a few updates about our prospects players this past week. PBR games, we have 3 players competing in those games: Jacob Gaudreau, John Mass, and Nathan Batista. You know, 3 great players, and they're able to show off their skills at these games. What has allowed them to get to the spot that they're in?
They're coachable. They're coachable. And don't get me wrong, they're physically gifted. They have abilities, and they're able to capitalize on that stuff. But first thing I think of with all 3 of those kids is the ability to be coached. Mass, right-handed pitcher, shortstop, lefty bat, can literally do it all. It's going to be fun to see what happens and how he projects down the road. Nate Batista, catcher, lefty bat. The kid has just absorbed everything we have talked about behind the plate, and he went from a player that was a good player to now becoming a great player.
Mm-hmm.
Both play on the 13-year-old prospect teams under Coach Brooks and Coach Douglas, and I got to give them a lot of credit because that's, you know, we call that the sponge age where it's not so much let's win, it's can we learn.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids, not that they weren't gifted beforehand, they've always had their talents, but their ability to learn from those 2 guys that know what they're talking about has made them the person they are today, and it has given them the opportunity to play in this awesome event for the Junior Futures. And then you have Jacob Gaudreau, 2021 from LaSalle, catcher, left-handed bat, kick and flat out swing it.
Yep.
Can do it all. He's one that, you know, has had the talents. We've been looking for the maturity and for him to become a leader. Not so much verbally, but just play like a leader. And, you know, we've seen a tremendous difference in him. I mean, he's gone from being a guy that was frustrated after at-bats to fixing at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
And those types of things is what's going to make him a top-tier player, in my opinion. You know, 90, a personal best 91 exit velo while he was down at the PBR games. Looked great in the BP rounds. Phone's been blowing up. You know, I know a lot of guys are very happy with what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know today he faced a kid on the mound, 94. Ground ball to second, then hit a deep fly ball to center field. So, you know, you got a sophomore facing a guy throwing 94 and he's putting balls in play.
Yeah.
You got to be somewhat good.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, knowing Jacob, and I've known him for a few years now, he's not happy with that result.
No, not at all.
He's going back to the dugout thinking, okay, what can I do my next at-bat to get the best of this guy and win my next at-bat? And that just speaks to, you know, his maturity as a baseball player and also his ability.
Yep.
And for Masson Batista, like you said, 13 years old, that sponge age, it's really a testament to their character because these kids, all through Little League and their town leagues, they're probably the best players
100%
on their teams. And it's easy to sit back and be like, I'm the best player.
No.
I'm just going to ride this out. But they're the type of kids to be, I just want to get better and better every day. And that's really a testament to their character.
No, and that's the key with that age. Like we talked about, you know, it's easy to grab kids that are talented, put them on a team, get them to buy in, and win championships. It's much harder, in our opinion, to get them to play the game the right way. You know, it's tough when you have a kid that has all the talent in the world looking at you saying, Coach, you're getting mad at me for pulling a ball. I went 4-for-4 today. You know, and then you got kids like these that are sitting there going, you know what, you're right. I'm not using the whole field. I'm not seeing pitches the way I should. I'm not defensively being as aggressive as I can be.
Yep.
And for them to be able to sit back and take criticism from us when they've been successful their whole lives is a testament to their character and how great of kids they are.
Absolutely. All right, another update. You've been hearing about him a lot this summer, and that's for good reason.
Yeah.
Ben Sears just joined the Cape Cod League, New Orleans Firebirds.
Yeah.
Huge accomplishment for him. First game is tonight. A few of the guys are growing up to see him. You know, we're super proud of him, where he is at now, and the success he's been having. We've been talking about him a lot.
Yeah.
But once again, you know, what has allowed Ben to you know, be where he is and have the opportunities that he's been given?
Number one, can never talk enough about Ben. simply because he just puts the material out there. You know, I think we were talking about it as coaches last tournament, getting to be with him at a younger age and seeing what he's accomplished and how much he's matured. He's always had that star personality.
Yep.
You know, not necessarily off the field. Just when he gets on the mound, it's like you have to watch. I saw the podcast with Kutu today, and I thought, you know, he nailed it when he said we came back from the 14-year-old game to the 19-year-old game, and you kind of just sit back and you watch him pitch. Like, he's got that starstruck mentality that you're walking by the game, and you just have to look, and you have to sit there and say, who the heck is this guy? What he's really improved on to get him to where he is today is being a better teammate, the maturity, the sense of I'm not – good enough. I want to get better. You know, all that stuff. What do you think? How do you think about Ben?
Good.
He's good. Pretty good? Yeah. Yeah, this guy, and it's stuff like that, you know. JJ, our team, you know, he's a guy that JJ was in the dugout this past weekend, and he's playing catch with them on the side, along with every other 19-year-old team we have. But he's just that kind of guy that he's come such a long way in terms of his personality and taking criticism and understanding, you know what, like, I know I'm good now, but I want to be the best I can be. And when that happens, you get phone calls from the Cape, And it's a compliment to him, you know, when they're calling saying we're hearing how great he's doing and congratulations on the Houston commit. And we need an arm immediately. You know, the kid's pitching tonight against Chatham A's. You know, you can't get much much better than that. First night in the Cape, you're pitching in Chatham. So
I know.
We're excited. We're all going to see him. So we're pumped.
Yeah, it's going to be very fun. You know, congratulations, Ben, and best of luck.
Yep.
So to wrap up here, you have any weekly takes or something? You know, what are you thinking about going into these last two tournaments with the 14U teams?
We're excited. You know, we're at Connecticut Sportsplex this weekend, and Colin always does a good job with the scheduling and putting in good teams and good talent. There's a good opportunity for us to be back here next week with multiple championship trophies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the challenge we put on our kids this week. This is probably the only event where there's going to be some college coaches there, but this is more, let's be a little selfish and and win it for the teams this weekend. So we'd love to come back and have four in front of you. But I think this is a great opportunity for our kids to step up. And, you know, last week our 16, 17s were at Campanelli at a pure showcase with about 40 colleges in attendance. You know, you're putting on a show for those guys. Now it's one of these weekends where we can sit back and say, let's win one for the boys and have a good time with it and play some baseball. So
absolutely.
I think there's a good chance we can come back here next week with multiple trophies, and we'll put that on the kids to step up this week.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can be as selfish as you want. Obviously, these kids want to play at the next level. But what it comes down to, college coaches, they want kids who win.
That's it.
Right? So if you're playing in the championship game every week, they're going to be more keen to look at you, and they're going to be more interested in you and your skill set and the players on your team. So
100%.
Good luck this weekend to all of our prospect teams. And thank you, Cody.
No problem.
Thank you, JJ.
Say thank you.
All right, we'll see you next time, guys.